The Minister for Water Resources, Western Housing, Alban Bagbin, has been explaining why government will not renew the management contract with Aqua Vitens Rand Limited. He said even though a firm decision has not been taken on it, there's a need to review some aspects of the contract in future to ensure effective management. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Bagbin said major components such as production, transmission and distribution, which were included in the contract, should have been separated and placed under a different contract to ensure effective management. He spoke to Abigail Lapi.
It's not a position that government has formally taken, but really from all the indications and the evidence on the ground, it will not be in the interest of the country to renew or extend the contract after its expiration on the 5th of June this year. Government will formally come out with the decision after the ministry has properly briefed the cabinet to take a final decision on it. But clearly, all the indications are that it will not be renewed, it will not be extended, we have to transit to a different option.
And what are some of these indications?
Clearly, that management contract was not properly thought through. And therefore, from the onset, the management contract was beset with a lot of problems. And at the end of the day, that is getting to the 5 years, the targets that were set were not achieved. And the water situation has not improved as expected. And then we have bad blood between the AVIL and Ghana Water Company. And so it is not possible for that relationship to continue. All of you are aware of the difficulty of our brothers and sisters still to access potable water. And we are aware of the percentage of non-living water, which is still very high, and we are also aware of the lack of expansion and extension of the network to many of the settlements in the urban centers and the peri-urban areas. And therefore, it's better for us to rethink our position and improve on the kind of structure and framework to be used to deliver potable water to our people.
While you make the proposals to cabinet and you wait for a response, what happens in the interim?
We have entered into very fruitful negotiations and discussions with all the stakeholders, both AVIL and Ghana Water Company, our development partners, civil society organizations, NGOs, and other consumers in the sector. And we have been able to iron out a few options which we place before cabinet, before the end of the contract. And when the decision is taken, we simply just put that in place to give some space for us as a country to do a more fully participatory process to iron out clearly the way forward in the urban water sector.
The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, speaking to Abigail Lapi.